It's just a great joy to be here. I'm married to Elizabeth. We've been married for 29 years. I think I got that right. Yep, 29 years. We have four children who we love dearly. And that's Michaela, Josiah, Hudson and Joel, ranging from 25 to 15. Myself, what I do for what I'm doing during the week, I work part-time for my church family, which is the Branch Church in Launceston. It's an independent evangelical church, very similar to Cornerstone. The areas I work there in is prayer, pastoral care and preaching. So in a ministry-wise, it's a plum job. It's a real blessing, a real privilege to do that, so it's been wonderful. I support the minister and the assistant minister and things like that. I work that part-time, and for the other 2 days, I do some writing, so some book writing. So that's normally what my week is filled with.
Great, that's exciting. I love the alliteration of the three Ps. Mm. Very, very Presbyterian.
Yes.
That's always good. This is a question my dad loves, and that is, the gospel has so many different facets and different kind of angles and so many different things that convict different people of different things. What do you think it is for you that particularly convinces you of the gospel and its truth and its reality in your life?
That's a very good question. The first thing that comes to my mind is the presence of Christ in my life. I don't know of anything. I don't have a greater possession, or something I long to know more than the presence of Jesus. And the thing also is, you could take everything out of my life, but you can't take that. Mm. And that's my greatest possession. That's very much so.
Mm. That's great. Yeah, it reminds me of, I think it's the end of Psalm 73. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. And lastly, if you could condense what you're going to be talking to us over the next few days into a few sentences, how would you do that?
I think maybe one of the ways I could do it is with a statement is what Christ expects from the church. Mm. Often we have our expectations, but in reality, what matters most is what Christ expects. And that's what we're going to engage in, because he tells us in the seven letters to the seven churches. He just very graciously, and wonderful you read that passage tonight, because that passage governs all his letters to the seven churches. Mm. So when he speaks to the churches, he takes one aspect of his vision and applies it to each church specific to what their need is. So wonderful, that wonderful way to begin. But that's, I think, what I summarise is what Christ expects of his church.
Mm. That's great. Well, I'm really looking forward to the next few days.
Yeah, me too.
I always love church camps, and I feel like being soaked in God's word for so long will just be such a joy. So really looking forward to it.
Thank you. I feel the same way.
Great.
Thanks.
I think we're going to sing again, so...